You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, our focus is soaring commodity prices around the world, oil reaching $135 a barrel. But, of course, oil prices also have an impact on food prices. And high global food prices have pushed the nation of Somalia even closer to the brink of famine by exacerbating the devastating effects of violence, displacement, and chaos. Most of Somalia isn't even under any government control. The United Nations has declared a wide swath of central Somalia a humanitarian emergency. That's the stage before what they call a full-blown famine. We're joined from Nairobi, Kenya, by Christian Balslev Olsen, who's the head of UNICEF operations in Somalia. Christian, thank you very much for joining us. What forces are at work in Somalia producing what looks like an impending catastrophe?
Yes, we are at a brink of famine in Somalia just now. More than one-third of the total population in Somalia is totally dependent on international assistance, 2.6 million. And this is an increase of more than 40% just since 1st of January. So this is, unfortunately, an emergency situation that we have not experienced in the past 20 years in Somalia.
So, Christian, it is global forces that are driving this emergency in Somalia, not necessarily forces on the ground in the Horn of Africa, correct?
It's a number of things coming together. It is a global issue. We have seen increases in prices for food, basic food for families, up to 400%. And that, of course, is part of the global increase in food prices. And Somalia is dependent also in a normal year of import. But the extreme situation is also a local situation. We have the conflict, we have increased civil insecurity, we have fightings in many places. We have Mogadishu, nearly only half of the population is back in the capital. Most of them have left the capital. And then on top, it is an extreme dry season this year for the whole Horn of Africa. It's not just Somalia. So it's local and global. But the most concern to us just now is the actual security situation on the ground. We have extremely difficulties in accessing and assisting these 2.6 million people who is desperate in need of assistance from the international community.
So, Christian, there is a concern about food supplies, but from what you're saying, it really sounds like the people, the aid workers who are actually on the ground there are having difficulty even getting those supplies to the people who need them or ministering to those populations who are in great need. So it really is the security situation that is the major obstacle at this particular moment?
Yes, it is. And just to illustrate the situation on the ground, we have an increase in harassment of the civil population, but also direct attack on the aid agencies, NGOs, and UN. And just yesterday, we had another kidnapping of three colleagues from an international NGO working in Somalia. This year, we have had a total of 12 colleagues being killed inside Somalia. So
12.
The overall security situation is a very difficult one, and thereby to have access, to have people on the ground is extremely difficult for us.
Christian, is it an irony that as the price of food globally rises, it actually inflames the security situation because local militias and roving bands of people can make money, cash, off of commodities that normally weren't so expensive?
Yes, and you see that illustrated, unfortunately, in the market just a few weeks back in Mogadishu. You had heavy fightings between ordinary people and militias in the market because of the increase in prices. There was
Wow.
a number of people killed in that conflict, and that was not just part of politics and warlords and militias. It was a desperation of the prices of food for basic commodities in Mogadishu.
Christian, you've called Somalia the forgotten crisis. Why is that?
Number one, we are faced with the country with the worst indicators globally. If you compare to Iraq, Afghanistan, Darfur, you don't find so many people in desperate need like in Somalia for the time being. You don't find a place in the world where you have malnutrition rates up to 25-26%, nowhere in the world. And at the same time, you see very little attention, very little presence, and very little protection of the international aid workers and agencies and activities like in Somalia. That's the reason why we unfortunately have to label the situation in Somalia as the forgotten crisis.
Christian, one last question. Do you see the situation in Somalia, unique as it is, being replicated around the world as more and more nations find rising global food prices pushing them into a difficult security situation?
I don't hope, and I still insist that, unfortunately, Somalia, for Somalis, is a special case. But there are elements in the global situation where there is an added element of insecurity and conflict between, especially by the most vulnerable, by women, children, and families in this situation with increase of food prices globally. Yes.
Christian Boslev Olsen is the head of UNICEF operations in Somalia. He's speaking to us from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.